Had him all the way speech?
It was, yeah. No, it was definitely a good night for us.
What sort of adjustments did you have to make without Ryan in the lineup, if any?
You know what? Ryan's such a threat out there, so we all definitely needed to kind of pick our games up. We need to move the ball, move our feet a little bit more, find those positions, find the middle like Ryan likes to do, and I think we did a great job of that. We all stepped up, and we were getting shots from all over the floor, which makes it hard to guard us.
Talk about the Anthony and Tyler, a couple young guys out there. They're starting to contribute. What do you think of them out there working with them?
You know what? In the last couple of weeks, I think we put a lot of good work in at practice with them, working with them as far as getting over top, getting in the middle, you know, moving their feet. I thought tonight they played great. They were doing what we planned on for practice, and it showed. I mean, Anthony getting underneath and getting that goal. The guy's quick. He's got to use his speed to his advantage. And Tyler, he's got that rip from outside. He can use that. You know, and again, it's finding that soft spot and just letting it go.
After watching the film from last week, did Coach Tavares and Courtney, did they go back and kind of change the offensive game plan versus what you guys put against them last week?
No, I mean, last week, if you look at the game tape, we put up 11 against them. And I thought we had more chances than that. And, you know, as far as what we changed this week, it was just ironing out the little details. You know, we were spreading them out a little bit more. We tried to get the middle and timing. But the big thing, the difference was carrying the ball high, spreading them out, and getting over top.
They did a very good job on their top guns defensively. 50 minutes.
Absolutely. Our defense played well. You know, they kept everything to the outside, and DeRusio in there for cause. I thought he played a hell of a game.
Someone with family connections to this franchise, what do you think of the new banners replacing the old ones, and the salute to the franchise so far?
You know what? It was great. I loved it. The vibe around in Buffalo is second to none, you know, around this league. And that was one of the reasons why I chose to come and play here. You know, not only the family connection, but, you know, I know as a player coming to Buffalo, it's loud, it's energetic, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, I thought tonight was a perfect way to salute those guys from the past as far as what they've done for this team and for this league.
I sensed a little anxiety in the building. I don't know if it extended down to the bench in the last 10 minutes, but obviously when they get in a roll like that, it's a bit of a difficult time. No easy nights.
Yeah, no, teams, the game of lacrosse, you can go on those runs, right? It's a game of runs, and it's about stopping those in key times. And, you know, I thought, again, our defense, you know, they did get within one, which... I would never like to see, but, you know, as long as we keep our cool and keep our composure, I thought we did. We were able to kind of come up with that win.
It'd be nice to get out of this win-one, lose-one thing. It's
absolutely
3-2, but, you know, that's not going to get it done long-term,
no,
I guess.
No, absolutely. The good thing in our favor is no one in the league is really running away with it right now, right? So as long as, you know, we kind of clean up our mistakes and learn from them and, you know, keep moving forward.
I'm going to say, wins against divisional opponents right now are pretty precious, you know, even in February.
Yeah, no, but, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you. Yeah.